This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House has instructed former legal counsel Don McGahn not to obey a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee ordering him to testify Tuesday morning about potential obstruction of justice by U.S. President Donald Trump. The subpoena is based on information outlined in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The White House says it's acting on advice from the U.S. Department of Justice that, based on longstanding precedent, the former counsel to the president cannot be forced to testify. President Trump told reporters Monday that the decision was made to protect the office of the presidency rather than to protect him personally.
Well, as I understand it, they're doing that for the office of the presidency for future presidents. I think it's a very important precedent. And the attorneys say that they're not doing that for me. They're doing that for the office of the president. So we're talking about the future.
Last week, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, stated he was prepared to have his committee hold McGahn in contempt of Congress if he defied the subpoena. The United Nations is expressing concern over the reported cutoff of water to the Libyan capital, Tripoli, by an armed group. A UN spokesman told reporters on Monday that a group of attackers stormed the city's main water distribution station and closed off the valve supplying water to Tripoli and other cities in northwest Libya. He said the cutoff has affected some 2 million people. While some districts of Tripoli are already experiencing low water pressure, the full effect of the cutoff is expected to hit hard in the next couple of days unless the valves are reopened. The UN says more than 78,000 people have been affected by the civil war in Libya. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, in Yemen, the World Food Program has warned that it may have to suspend the distribution of food aid in rebel-controlled areas if Houthi rebels continue to obstruct humanitarian work. The United Nations Food Agency said in a statement Monday that aid workers are being denied access to the hungry. Aid convoys have been blocked, and local authorities have interfered with food distribution. The organization also accuses the rebels of interfering with the independent selection of people to receive the aid and the implementation of a registration system. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has announced a 16-year-old Guatemalan boy died in custody Monday after entering the country illegally a week ago. The boy has been identified as Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vazquez. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Antler.
The city of Chicago has a new mayor who is breaking ground in a number of ways. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Election officials have announced Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, has won last month's presidential election with 55.5% of the vote. Widodo defeated Army General Prabowo Subianto, who got 44.5%. About 193 million voters participated in the election April 17th. And U.S. health officials report 41 new cases of measles were reported across the United States last week, bringing the number of cases for the year to 880. That's the highest total since 1994. Measles were declared eradicated in the United States in 2000. They've had a resurgence in the wake of the anti-vaccine movement. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.